Und vielleicht ein Papier, für die Search and Care. Today's date is 12/04/2025. Location is for Miss Angela Jensen. Jensen spells J-E-N-S-E-N. Angela spells A-N-G-E-L-A. Date of birth is 03/21/1964. This is a 61-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Angela was seen here on 12/01/2025. Diagnosed with sinus headache, sinusitis, acute rhinitis, and acute cough. She said she's here for a follow-up mainly because she's not getting better. She said her sinus pain is worse. She said the amoxicillin she's taking, it's not helping. She said she thinks she needs another antibiotic because she's been taking amoxicillin for so many years for sinusitis that it may not be working anymore. She also indicated that she recently received her allergy shots, which she gets on a monthly basis, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies chills. She denies myalgia. She reports occasional green discharge from her nose, but none today, period. Patient says she has a dry cough, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam. She's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of urinary blood pressure is 1:48/63, pulse 86, respiration 18, temperature 98.7. Next paragraph. Nose congested. Next paragraph. Face no erythema, no edema. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcles, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is sinusitis. And no improvement, open parentheses, close parentheses. Assessment number two is laryngitis. Assessment number three is rhinitis, open parentheses, no improvement. Close parentheses. Today I'm going to repeat her tests, namely COVID, strep, flu. These tests were all negative, period. I'll change patient's antibiotic to levoquin, levofloxacin, 750 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 5 days. I will give her Diflucan also, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day, number one. And because she's been on so many antibiotics, she's diabetic and can develop yeast infection. She was advised to use this medication only if she has the symptoms of yeast infection. She says she understands and will comply. She was strongly encouraged to increase fluids, to dress warm in the cold, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.